Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! How could you do this to me now?
How could you do this to me now, Jabes?
Was I singing that song?
Yeah, you were singing that song before we got on the air.
And then you just started singing it.
Little known fact for the kids at home. Jabes is she does the tech side of things over here. Again, broke the glass ceiling, Kellyanne Conway, and it sounded like shit. There was a ringing that sound. The best way I can describe it is if it was 2 power lines smashing each other in a hurricane. It was just over and over again. I wanted to kill myself live on air. We were going to go live on air and kill myself. I was going to go live on your Facebook page and mm-hmm. then kill myself. And then from my phone, just go live on Instagram. Because now it's saving that story for 24 hours. So like people could watch me do it for 24 hours. And I don't think anybody would catch up with that of like, oh my God, who do you text on that? You know, mm-hmm. this dude killed himself on a live story. Like, I'm sure they're like, great, we've got bigger fish to fry. Just leave it for 24 hours. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fucking fine.
Yeah. And I do the tech side of stuff because you know, you know, it's hard to quantify like a negative amount
yeah.
of knowledge. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what
it's
you
not like
have...
you know nothing. You know less than nothing.
Right. So like me watching you press these buttons and numbers like a monkey in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing.
You don't. And yeah, like no, your mind can't even fathom like
no.
what it could possibly be.
Nope.
Like you're the person that's like,
I'm bleeding
it
out
needs
my ears
to work.
Yeah. I'm bleeding out my ears right now. And I called a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor's probably going to be on during mid show. What I'm going to do is he's going to come on mid show, take your place. And then I'm going to interview him about the condition that I now have.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think it's probably close to what those, ambassadors, you know, in Cuba had.
Yeah.
Cause whatever that sonic noise is that I heard before coming on, like,
mm-hmm.
I want to fucking die now.
Right. That's okay.
But I'm not going to.
I don't know. You're just, yeah, you're just really dramatic.
No, no, I'm
you're
not.
You're really dramatic.
If you could have heard this.
It's just like, if you
could have heard this, it was like 10,000 gorillas being raped in my ears. That's what it sounded like. And I was like, oh my God.
Well.
So there's that. You know what else sounds like that?
What?
The sound of Ryan Seacrest saying, and the Kardashians will be back again for 5 more years. 5 more years they signed on for.
5 more years?
You want to hear this dollar amount? And this just came in. $150 million. Kris Jenner negotiated the deal. She gets 10%. She gets 15 off the top. And then the rest of the kids split up the fucking 135.
Oh my God.
So you're going to have five more years of Kardashians on E.
Wow. And it's,
I mean, you're at that point. How long have they been on the air?
I think it was, they just did their 10 year.
I don't know. You watch it all the time.
They just did it 10
years.
10
yeah.
Year,
so they're going yeah. with five, they're going 15 years on television.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, almost twice as long as Friends. So just let that sink in.
Yeah. Because I was just going to say, like, what would your life be like if when your show ends? But I guess shows end.
Doesn't end. You've got three daughters pregnant at the exact same time. All of various ages from 20 to 35 to, mm-hmm. You know, however old the other one is. And
which one?
I don't, Chloe's a mystery. She's one of those who's like, she could be 40, she could be 28.
33.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Look at that. Way to go, Ross. And you said, I know nothing about nothing. Look at that.
No, just nothing about like important things.
Yeah, yeah. So you're gonna have that for five more years. And again, we're talking about that fucking family again. It is the most beautifully orchestrated masterpiece I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, fucking 150 for 5 years. Just for the folks at home, if you're on a reality show, your shooting schedule is about 3 months, 3 to 4 months tops. If you have a big episode order. Big episode order is usually 22 episodes. So if you have that, you're looking at about a 4 month shoot, and you know, they write little storylines for you and fucking hide behind the cameras and do all the fun stuff like pulling up to airports with two changes of clothes. So you'll get in, walk out of the car in one set of clothes. They'll cut once you're inside the airport. Boom. Then you'll walk outside the airport in another set of clothes. And you just keep shooting like that. So they keep it kind of like a movie continuity. So they want to make sure the story continues of like, oh my gosh, I've got to fly to Paris this week.
Oh, okay.
Great. Oh, I'm so jet lagged. I just got back from Paris.
Is it like in the same day sometimes?
Same. Oh, not only is it in the same day, it's an hour apart. So as fast as it takes them to change clothes and then walk out of the airport, is their
in quotations trip to
now,
Paris.
Do they really go on trips? Yes, they do. But it's, you know, later on down the road where it's like, hey, what are you doing later? What's your schedule?
Right.
I got to go to Paris. Okay, cool. If you're going to Paris, shit, let's write in this storyline of you got to go to New York. You got a business meeting and, you know, you can't find your fucking tampons or whatever, mm-hmm. the, you know, their bullshit story is. And then, boom, shoot it out of there. And it's two different days. And then they don't have to deal with your schedule of, great. You're going to New York in 3 weeks? Awesome. We'll fucking shoot this then. Shoot that then. Make sure everybody's there. Because they don't fucking want that. You know?
Mm. And they're not going to take the whole crew to Paris.
No. Not a fucking prayer. Not one goddamn prayer.
Thailand, maybe. Paris, nah.
You know what? I'll say this. At this stage with that much money, now that I know what they're actually making, fuck. They actually might be taking the crew to Paris, and it's probably the same people. It's probably the same people that have been shooting this for years and years and years. They probably fucking know each other, and it's like, hey, Brian, can you hand me a tampon? Like, and then they'll
right.
You know, Brian will be like, oh, fine, Chloe, you disgusting one, you know. And then they'll give her a tampon. What? I don't watch the fucking shows, so I would say yes. Now they're doing it.
Mm.
Now they're fucking. They're traveling with crews, and they're with them at all times. Three babies at once is going to be fucking A. That's crazy.
Somehow they'll make it work.
I know.
Because when you have money, you can literally have a baby and not skip a beat. You can go
Your life
out
doesn't change.
The next day.
Yep. Your life doesn't change.
And get right back
if you're
to
rich,
it. You have wet nurse. You have somebody
yeah, you're
like.
Good. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You can go shopping the next day.
Sorry, night nurse, not wet nurse.
Either way, maybe that nurse is wet. Who knows?
Do you know what a wet nurse is?
I don't know. I don't.
They breastfeed your baby for you.
Oh, God.
So they just like keep lactating. And they're like, yeah. So not that.
Gross.
I don't think. Not that. But definitely a night nurse, day nurse, nanny.
Yeah, there's just a bunch makeup, of babies with somebody else's
hair.
Tits in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Are they pregnant? Or they can just lactate all day.
I think when you keep, if you keep it going.
Yeah. You can just keep lactating forever. Yeah. Wow. Like a fucking cow, huh? It's amazing.
Hey, like a fucking cow, huh?
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, look, you learn something new every day. And today I learned about what a wet nurse is. So, pretty proud of myself on that. I'm also pretty proud of these sponsors for still sponsoring the show after the shit that we talk about.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, at this point, you would think all of them would have dropped out and just been like, hey, guys, we're taking our ball and going home.
Yeah.
We're done with this.
Thanks anyways. Yeah. But
they allow us to do the show. They pay for the show to be on the air, and I'm sure they're thrilled. Like our first one, straightrazors.com. When I say that it's not only for a man's face, these straight razors, but it's for a very sweet pregnant lady's bush. Like they love things like that. They love things like that.
But don't do that.
Well,
dangerous, I feel.
Maybe. Depends on what your hand-eye coordination is, looking at yourself shaving your bush in the mirror. You know, with a straight razor.
Okay.
Yeah. So you never know. And I don't want to put it above anybody that like, hey, we're better than them or you can do this and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
You never know until you try. You never know until you try.
Don't try. Yeah. Don't try that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If there is any pregnant women out there, though, who do, if they go to straightrazors.com and order a straight razor.
Pregnant?
Yeah, I said pregnant. As a pregnant.
To shave a pregnant lady's bush?
Well, not them. Like, the pregnant ladies themselves would be shaving their bushes. But
you're going to shave your bush while you're pregnant?
I'm not.
I know, but like the ladies are?
Yeah, the ladies are. And just.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Try it. Try it out.
You already. A razor, you guys, a regular razor is already super sketchy when you're pregnant.
No, you need a straight razor.
See or reach a damn thing.
You're good to go. Give it a go at home. Buy yourself a straight razor and then let us know how it works out. Send it in and then we'll call you on air and we'll say, hey, we appreciate the notes.
I can't condone this. I'm so sorry. You can keep going, but yeah, we're not gonna call you. Oh, you're gonna call? Ross may call you, but again, he won't be able to figure the tech side out. So we're not sure how that's gonna sound.
Oh, I'm gonna record it on my phone. So I feel pretty confident in all that.
Okay, good.
But what you should do at straightrazors.com after a nice pregnant bush shave is get that aftershave, that smolder. Slap a little of that on there.
Oh my God. You guys don't do any of,
do
again,
all of
don't
it.
Do any
do
of
it. Do all
of it.
You've even got some pre-shave. It's like a soap that you can put on.
Oh my God. This is like making me so uncomfortable, which I imagine is the point.
I like to keep going with you.
No, I know. And like, I'm just going to shut up. I think I'm just going to shut up is the best way to end this.
Straightrazors.com. It's got the finest shaving products in the business. All of North America.
They love this stuff, you guys. They love old Rossi P and his shenanigans, believe me.
Oh, boy. Go to straightrazors.com. Just try out a kit. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION, and you get 20% off the shaving kit. And again, it's for all genders, men, women, pregnant women, all of it. Indians, Native Americans, all of them. So they all use it every single time. Next up, we've got ledbyiron.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get your pump.
Yeah.
Get your pump on.
You know what that sounded like?
What?
It sounded like a pregnant lady working out.
Oh, stop.
Ledbyiron.com. They've got some of the finest fitness apparel in the biz. Big fan of their tees. Jabes, you're always wearing the fucking tank tops out.
Too much.
I think too much.
Maybe not too much, actually. I don't feel too much.
No, I don't either. They've also,
I saw a green one actually that they just came. I want that one.
I know the green one's dope. Yeah. For men, they got that new black shirt. I want that fucking black. There's a lot of shit, and I feel like I don't want to call the sponsors and be like, "Hey man, I'm a huge fan. Can you send
we'll
me your
shit?"
Yeah, I know we'll buy them, but like, it's fucking crazy, right? Where it's just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking you're gonna do sponsors and you're not gonna actually like the shit. But we we love
like,
all
oh,
of it.
Oh, thanks. But then you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they got the fucking dope ass hats. I took their water bottle to the gym. I got a few meetings in New York here at the end of the week, and this is it before the mustache and all of that shit. So just kind of.
What does that have to do with it?
Kind of giving it. I'm jogging every day is what I'm saying. So
Getting it, tighten it back up.
Yeah. So I've had to take a water bottle to the gym the last 3 or 4 days. I don't want to be that guy who's carrying around a fucking.
The jug guy.
Yeah. The goddamn arrowhead of water. So I take
sparklets.
Yeah. Yeah. So I take this fucking. Little squeeze bottle from ledbyiron.com. It's been fucking rad. So go to ledbyiron.com. Check out their hats. Check out their women's tees and check out their men's tees. They're 100% first responder owned. And they've got some thin red line tees and some thin blue line tees that are fucking dope. So that's ledbyiron.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Love ledbyiron.com. Last but not least, we got strikeforceenergy.com. What were you going to say, Japes?
Oh, along with my like spin class thing where I want to go in full gear with a bell and everything to spin class.
Yep.
And the long thing is I want to bring a sparklets jug to the gym.
Sparklets. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean? And carry that around.
Really fucking. That's
but
like
just
I said,
drag
an arrowhead.
It. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You just drag the huge thing behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and get a video of that. So these are things I want to do.
That's next. Look, I popped some fucking Strikeforce into that goddamn water bottle today.
Oh yeah,
really lit
it
up. Yeah, shit, man. I felt like I was walking on sunshine today. Really, I really breezed through a run all hopped up on Strikeforce.
And I'm kind of okay.
Yeah, felt great about it. Strikeforce is everywhere. Everybody keeps sending pictures from buying the Strikeforce at 7-Elevens. If it's not in your 7-Eleven yet, go in and tell the manager and demand it in there. Fucking get them shits, you know? Get them shits up on the counter. James is having a hard time keeping it together tonight. She's got the chuckles, and that's fine. But go to strikeforceenergy.com. Get yourself a fucking subscription of the month and type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. They ship everywhere in the entire world, Jesse.
Do they ship to South Florida?
Yep.
They ship. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They ship to South Florida. That's where they ship. No, they're in 7-Elevens in South Florida, so you can just get it in the fucking 7-Eleven, I assume. Cool. But I would get it online. It's easier. That way you can get the subscription. Again, strikeforceenergy.com, promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. James, it was a big day today.
Another one?
It was a big day today. No. This was a big day for other reasons, not for like personal reasons.
No, I think that should be part of the drinking game is when you say it's a big day, James.
No. Usually I say it's a big show. If I feel like it's a big show, if it's a tiny show, I'll say it's a tiny show.
Okay.
But I feel like this one's a good one.
It was a big day?
It was a big day online. A lot of weird shit went down.
Okay.
Fucking that goddamn Trump dossier. That's a breaking story.
The Kennedy thing?
No, that's coming out. The JFK files are coming out. Okay. We're recording this a day in advance, I think.
Barely.
Barely of the show dropping. So like I think the Kennedy files drop the same day that the show comes out. But they just found out for that fucking FBI investigation that's going on of Trump Russia that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid Russia for the fucking that fake dossier where they said he was hired a bunch of prostitutes to piss all over the bed.
Shit.
So that's breaking now, and boy.
But wasn't that obvious? Or like, didn't we know?
No, I didn't know. But look, again, with all this shit, and I've said it on other shows, I assume I like, dude, if it's a presidential election, two people are going against each other, I assume people are trying to pay everyone in the world they can for negative information on that candidate. I've said it a million times on this show. So, you know, now that the fucking Democratic Party has been screaming Trump Russia, now they're going to have to fucking deal with this shit.
Because it's Hillary Russia.
Yeah. And it's, boy, this one's going in a weird route. So good luck to all of that. I don't even want to fucking try to tangle through the web that were weaved. And I said that with a nice, really nice exotic lisp.
It really was.
Yeah. So they're going to have to fucking deal with that shit. And you see stories like that and you're like, man, is there anything good going on today? Sure enough, there was. Sure enough, there was.
What is it?
There was a note that Albert Einstein wrote, and he gave to a courier in Tokyo, and it says he was briefly describing his theory on happy living. And this fucking thing, it's probably got, I'm looking at the note now. I think it's just one sentence, and then Albert Einstein, and then he wrote the month, year, and the city he was in. It sold for $1.56 million, which is fucking insane. And the note only said this, by the way. Here's the fascination I find behind this, because who is this for, and why was he fucking writing notes like this to people? And it just said one sentence from Einstein: a quiet and modest life brings more joy than a pursuit of success bound with constant unrest.
I like it.
I like it a lot. I like the quote a lot. But who is that to? And why?
Okay, so back in the day, you know they didn't have cell phones, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I definitely knew that, Japes.
Or really, he could call, right?
No, he could put two cans on a fucking string, and that's what he did.
No,
call
really.
Waiting is it if he put a Dixie cup inside of that tin cup and then pulled that out.
No, really, though.
No, they had phones. Yes, they had phones. Come on. Fucking Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I've heard of him. So anyway.
Yeah.
So they correspond. Like, that's
through,
like,
a courier. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really just like, hey, what up?
I guess who was the note to?
Who dis? You up? Yeah. I mean, that's basically what that is.
Because it's on stationery and it's not addressed to anybody. So fuck. It's crazy. That's a crazy one to me. Because another one sold right after it. And this one just said, where there's a will, there's a way. Somebody only paid $240 for that. They were like, all right, way to go, dick off, you know?
But listen, like, if this is a quote that you either, like, live by or love or have heard a million times or whatever, how amazing would it be to actually have?
Yeah, Albert Einstein's...
The person, whoever's quotes you like putting on Pinterest or Instagram or whatever, like,
sure.
How amazing would it be to have their actual handwriting that quote?
Einstein was the one who originated where there's a will, there's a way? Or did he just jack that? Like, people...
From who?
Who knows? I don't know who said it first, but maybe heard it at a fucking dinner party? Who knows?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure he ripped it, but it wasn't like...
So even back then... They didn't have phones. They didn't have shit. They didn't have apps. He's ripping memes back then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stealing memes.
Stealing memes.
Yeah. The first one rhymed. It was almost like a fucking Eminem lyric.
Or poetry.
A quiet, modest life brings more joy than a pursuit of success, bound with constant unrest. Peace. I'm out of here, Detroit. Fuck you, Doug. I see you down there, Doug, you piece of shit.
That rhymes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Success, unrest.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm a wordsmith myself. I dabble in the quill and ink a little bit myself on my own.
Yeah.
Why I had to do that as an Irish pirate.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is there anybody you'd pay fucking that amount of money for?
For a quote?
Yeah.
Or something
they've written. My dad bought at an auction, like, the last five living presidents' signatures on something.
Yeah.
That exists. Cool. Yeah, that's a thing. I always wanted, Ron Howard bought the fucking Leonardo da Vinci his notebook,
mm-hmm.
the Da Vinci notebooks, if you will.
Oh, sure.
Where
I saw that movie.
Would go, he would write it with both hands. So he'd put a pen in both hand,
mm-hmm.
and then write out each way.
Yeah.
And fuck, that's impossible. And it was to expand your mind. That.
Oh, yeah, to unlock like each side.
Yes. That I would fucking love to have that fucking thing.
The Gettysburg, I guess, like
the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, if it was like written.
Loser.
Why?
That's just boring.
Is it?
You think he wrote that speech, Lincoln? Link dog?
No, I think they had speechwriters even back then.
It was a short speech,
but it was like amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, the Gettysburg Address would be cool.
I remember like it was in this book of poetry that I had.
Right.
Because it's like that good. And it's like, I don't know. I memorized it back in the day when I was younger. Like, I fucking loved it. So it's like, it's inspiring. It is short, which is great.
Right.
It's not like this big, long speech. It's just this really to the point, inspiring, poetic, like amazing piece of, I don't know, writing.
Yeah.
I think. I know it's boring, but when you actually break it down and like listen to it, like it's kind of amazing.
Sure, sure. I think like I'd want something simple too. I was thinking about something else that I would like to have writing wise. Now that we're on it, I would like to have the first handwritten set list by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, like that would be cool. Yeah,
like that would be fucking dope. And then ask why he did it. Like that'd be great. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I like shit like that. But yeah, Einstein's note with a fucking bullshit Pinterest quote doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't do it for you, huh?
Doesn't yank my dong for me. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna drop a fucking house, you know, a $1.56 million house.
Well, to that person, it wasn't fucking chump change.
I know.
So it's not the same.
Yeah. What if it was their entire life savings, Shapes? What if that was it?
Then they should kill themselves.
They just have this note.
Tragic.
But they live in a fucking box. They live in a box, but they have this note hung up in their homeless person's box.
Just a little like tack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just they just tack it to the inside of the...
And it's like a nail that keeps like bending down. They have to keep putting it...
It's a thumbtack in the cardboard box and they're sleeping underneath it. And they're like, oh man, one day I'm going to reap the success of the simple life or whatever the fuck it is.
Right. And they had just spent...
Or... They spent all this money on that note.
Because of that. Yeah. Well, they're doing the exact thing he's telling them to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. They read the quote and then they're like, fuck, we should probably be homeless. And then, you know, maybe they're happy as shit now living underneath a bridge.
They go, so like 3-4 nights in, they're just like, fuck.
What does it
this
all mean?
Shit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah. Let's get rid of everything
he
have.
He lied to us.
Yeah.
How can we get rid of this? And it just like blows away.
Oh, boy. All around me are familiar faces.
And it just goes right, like way up into the sky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that shit was fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, fuck. You know what I'm amped to watch, by the way, when we get back from New York, is this fucking Sean Penn doc. This El Chapo doc on Netflix. Did you fucking creep into it already?
I didn't, but
don't
you don't want to...
Don't be a little fucking liar.
Man, fuck you. Come at me with that fucking shit.
All right.
But, yeah, no, I didn't. But I thought we would watch it before, no? After.
Yeah, yeah, I want to watch it.
When we come back.
The guy was on doing the whole fucking circuit promoting the shit. And they were like, hey, are you worried that you pissed off Sean Penn? He's super powerful, all this other shit. And he was like, no.
He goes,
I'm a filmmaker. Oh. You know, these are my stories. And if you're afraid to tell your stories, it's like, I looked up his credits. I was like, oh, he did like, he's the producer of like Biggest Loser and like a million other shows. It was like, guy's so rich, he doesn't give a fuck what Sean Penn thinks.
He's not afraid to tell his stories.
Fuck no.
About Biggest
Loser.
He's a
fucking rich producer. He didn't give a shit about Sean Penn.
No.
And any
the
actor.
The movie was fucking done and Sean Penn wanted to be like, hey, guys.
Yeah, and this fucking interviewer today was just like, are you worried about Sean Penn? I wish the guy just would have come on and said, motherfucker, you know how rich I am? No, I'm not worried about Sean Penn.
I'm worried about Sean Penn.
The fucking Biggest Loser is on Sunday nights every summer for the rest of your life. You're going to see these people fucking sweating off the weight for 30 years, and I did that. So
yeah.
Eat a dick. That's what I would like to hear him say. He didn't
Sean
say
Penn's
that.
A poonhound.
Oh, yeah.
He could be poonhound of
so
the week, for sure.
You're already pissing all over my tree with that one.
Oh, what?
So this in this article, apparently in this documentary, too, El Chapo was dating this fucking hot-ass telenova, you know.
Novella,
whatever the fuck you call it, actress. And, like, he was dating her, and then Sean Penn goes down to interview him, and he ends up fucking the actress.
Oh.
And then that's...
Get it, wrinkle face.
And this is in the doc, and, like, the whole fucking thing is so convoluted.
I love it.
So, when you circle back on all of it for the producer... and the guy did, the interviewer did, he goes, what do you think is the actual reason? And he's just like, look, man, I think these fucking guys are going to kill Sean Penn. Like that he's worried for his life. And it's like, dude, if you're not,
well, you can't put people's life in danger with your movie though.
Right. But what he said was, he goes, look, no one said this on camera. He goes, one of their lawyers had speculated it. And he goes, it is what it is, but they don't know the answer of who called the feds or why El Chapo got popped and extradited to the U.S. right after the Sean Penn interview. And he was like, you know, fuck, you would have to think Sean Penn had talked to his lawyers of like, hey, dude, I'm going down in the fucking jungle of Mexico to meet El Chapo. I mean, he was number one in the world in the, you know, most wanted FBI list.
Right.
So I think my honest guess on this is that, yeah, fucking Sean Penn probably had good intentions going into it, told somebody like a lawyer, somebody like that, and then they alerted the feds, because what would that do to Sean Penn if he was just fucking interviewing Al Chapo and didn't tell the U.S. government? Like,
yeah, that's true.
That'd be fucked. So that's the go-between for me, where it's I think it's that guy, Sean Penn's lawyer, probably. But, you know, if anybody's going to get killed over this, it's Sean Penn.
Right.
And the guy to do it's El Chapo. Like, what the fuck do you care? Like,
yeah.
Send some fucking dudes out to kill.
Send them out to Malibu.
To kill Sean Penn. Like, he has no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How are they going to get Sean Penn, though?
So I think he's paranoid, man. I think he's fucking paranoid. Sean Penn's been, he's been on the fucking edge of this shit for, he's been riding the line for a long time. You remember he was one of the first ones to go down to Cuba?
Oh, yeah.
With fucking Fidel and talk to him. And I think he went to Iran and some other shit. And he's been toeing the line for a while now.
Sure.
If he gets iced by fucking El Chapo, wow. Can you imagine?
What a great end to that story. That documentary would go fucking
well,
nuts.
Not only that, but like, what a great end to your life. Like, if you're Sean Penn, you've done everything you could do in this life.
Yeah.
You fucking won an Oscar.
You've dated ScarJo.
Dated ScarJo. Fucking were engaged to Charlize Theron. You were married to Madonna in her prime.
And that's key. Robin Wright.
And Robin Wright in her prime. Like,
yeah.
And then the countless, you know,
I
other
mean,
poons.
Things that we don't even know.
The poon that rocked the cradle. Fuck. People,
you know, he's a private.
He's not that private. He's been out a lot. He was for a long time with a lot of young girls where you're just like, oh, is that your daughter? Nope, that's who you're banging. Dead serious, where you're just like, whoa, shit.
I like to play that game in Hollywood.
Yeah.
If you're out to dinner or something. Like, I love playing like
daughter
dad,
or whoop,
dad or boyfriend,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that her dad or her boyfriend? You're usually wrong.
He's a little man. Yeah, exactly. You're always wrong in L.A.
Always wrong.
Always wrong in L.A. He's a little man, but he's jacked.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's one of those.
He's on some clean shit, some clean HGH.
But the face is still like leather man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tan,
but it's
leather.
It's classic Sean Penn where you're just like, oh, fuck it. But yeah, if he gets iced, that'd be a nice ending to his life of like, holy shit, you really live the fuck out of your life to the nth degree.
That would be great.
How'd you get killed? Dude, my father got killed. Like, imagine your grandkids that you now not get to see and them growing up and telling their story of like, hey, what'd your grandfather do? My grandfather was a man named Sean Penn. Oh, yeah? What did he do? Well, he won some Oscars, dated, married the hottest chicks in the world.
Poonhound.
Dude, and he talked to Fidel Castro and then fucking, oh, do you remember El Chapo? Yeah, he fucking killed him, man. The drug lord? Like, that, he killed my grandfather because he went down to interview him, you know, about his life and the telenova actress that he was fucking. And then Sean, like, my grandfather ends up fucking her. And it was just like, what?
What?
I'd be a fucking all-timer.
It really would.
Boy.
Well, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I want to see this thing because apparently it's her story. So it's not Sean Penn's. Sean Penn, you know, is talked about because he was there and all this other shit. And and the lawyer, I guess one of the lawyers insinuates, like, you know, because at the end El Chapo gets captured. So it's like, all right, fucking who did this? Oh, I don't know. Who was there the day before? Sean Penn? Yeah. So it's crazy, man. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say the lawyer did it and alerted them. I'm just going to speculate. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. When am I going to hang out with Sean Penn next? Oh, fuck. We have that dinner party on the 23rd. Fuck.
With Penn?
Sean Penn, yeah.
And Rip Torn.
Rip
and Dan Cortez.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda can't make it. Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP.
RIP.
But he's still coming. Like they're gonna bring him to the party.
They're wheeling out something. We're not sure what it's gonna be. They say it's a whatever.
It could be a sushi.
That's just what happens when you hang out with Sean Penn.
What if
Sean
that's the
Penn,
new way to serve sushi is off of dead people? Like if you're so rich, you're just like, man.
Oh boy, I can't.
Why? I think that would be rad of like, hey guys, this is a beautiful dead girl from Japan, and we're just going to serve sushi on this dead girl from Japan to all your guests. Like, it was finally curated, you
That's
know?
That's some dark web shit, dude. Fuck.
Oh, if that goes on, it'd be so great. Of like, what'd you do last night? Oh my God, I ate the most exquisite shrimp tempura off this fucking dead Japanese girl. It was like, she was like 24. She didn't even seem that dead. Apparently it was like a light hanging. And yeah, she was great. We had a fucking fantastic meal. When the eel came out, I was just, I couldn't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually put the foie gras right on her torso. Right on her fucking torso. Right. We just took our chopsticks and took the foie gras.
It's been so right long off the torso. I'm going to just move on. It's been so long since I've had foie gras. I don't know if I can have
what,
it, but it is
what is
literally
it, like a duck's heart or something?
No, liver. Goose liver.
Goose liver.
And
yeah.
It's the way that they make it, as delicious as it is.
That's my nickname
for
you.
Sorry, what?
That's my nickname for you.
Which part?
The old goose liver.
The old goose liver.
Yeah, how do
big
they...
Big and fat, yeah.
How do they... No, it's very thin.
It's one of the most... And I don't get into that, like, animal cruelty videos or, like, getting
Sure. I don't either.
You know,
but I saw
about that.
I saw this one, yeah.
But you saw this one, right? So like
describe it for the audience because
it's hard to really describe. I don't know. I feel like I looked away a lot, but I think they basically force feed a goose like to the point of death.
Yeah. The point of death. Yeah. They fucking shit themselves.
So,
and
yeah. So literally they're just like, is it a tube or?
I don't know. How
it's
that
really,
works.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I
saw the
look
inside
it up, but,
cartoon version of it where they were explaining it, you know?
Like a
cartoon version of how the liver expands and all that shit. But I didn't know that story until after I ate it. Did you find out about that before?
Yeah, when I first tried it, I think it was Cafe des Artistes in LA, but I was like, holy shit.
You just busted out like a perfect, I think it was Cafe des Artistes in LA.
Like,
Jesus, Jesse.
My fave obviously.
Fucking. Mine
not
was
not there anymore, but it was was it not amazing the first time you ever had it?
I did not like it. My best friend in LA, that was his favorite thing. He would go, we would go to this place in the valley in this fucking strip mall, and it was literally next to a fucking dog groomers, and you could, it was impossible to get a fucking reservation there, and you had to just guess or take whatever they gave you. So you'd call and be like, all right, great, I want a reservation for 6. No, we had 10. You know, you're like, fuck it.
Oh, right? It's an Asian place?
Yeah. It was it was sushi. So it was called Izakaya. So
okay, I've never gotten foie gras in
So
it's usually French places.
It was fresh, and they would lay it. It was warmed. Was yours warmed?
No. So the way that it's supposed to be is crispy kind of on the outside.
Right.
So like.
But soft. Soft and warm inside. In the middle, yeah.
No, but like, yeah, but the outside needs to be like a crispy, buttery, like.
Mine was looser, mm-mm. I would say.
And can't be loose.
Here's the thing. It was so expensive. Everybody there was getting it. And my best friend's like, oh man, you gotta have it. I'm addicted to it. I fucking eat this shit all the time. And like.
I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. So I got it. And I was like, all right, fuck. And he's like, I'll buy it. Like. Because it's small, and it was like $100. It was super expensive, and it was because it was so fresh, and they did something to it at this fucking place. And I tried it, and I was like, all right, you know, I had a few bites, but I could get through it, but it was not my jam.
Wow.
It was not my thing at all.
It's one of those things that I can have maybe 2 bites of, but those 2 bites are the most amazing. But then after, do you know what I mean? It's hard to describe those kind of foods where it's like
rich.
Rich, yes.
Rich foods.
Yeah, I guess. But like the best. And not even that rich tasting, almost light. But when you have that 3rd or 4th bite, then it gets too much.
Yeah.
It's a really like undescribable food. It's absolutely amazing. But the way that they do it, and like I said, I don't get down with that thinking about how things are, you know, killed and animal, right. You know, I don't do any of that. I love food. Sure. But with this, it's rough. I wish I hadn't have seen it. I wish, but it's banned. I don't know if it's still banned in California, but
yeah,
it was.
It was. So a few years.
So that's how bad it is.
After, yeah, a few years after that, they banned it. And I was like, yo, you're fucking. I called my buddy and I was just like,
there's
yo,
a
you're
couple.
Fucking, your dish is gone. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I know. I'm so fucking angry about it. And I was
he could find black market. Like you could have found like black market places, but it's just like
I heard they brought it back later, and they're trying to use some other method or some bullshit. But
there's no other really way to do it unless you are wanting to do it like truffles, where it's just like costs $1 million for the restaurant. Therefore, right. It's like not even worth it. So there's really no other way to do it in mass.
If they were serving it off a dead girl, though, I mean, fuck, I might have enjoyed
then
it
you'd
more.
You'd be in, yeah.
I might have enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
Like I said, a nice 24-year-old dead.
Yeah.
Like light hanging, like not a lot of marks, you know? Like I don't want to fucking somebody who got hit by a train and then it's, that thing's all sewn up on the table.
Okay, so if we're going to get into logistics of this, so how are they preserving the body?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, Jesse. Sure. We talked at the top that I'm not a tech guy. This isn't
tech.
Nah, it's a tech question, really. Okay.
I'm going to just stop right there.
I don't know anything about preserving dead bodies. That's pretty much your field.
Well, it's an embalming. Yeah. You know, they're going to have to drain fluids.
Sure.
Or else, you know. There's going to be a little bit of leakage.
Yeah. There is going to be some leakage.
Leakage while you're eating. There's a lot of things about this that I don't think you're really thinking of.
No, you know? I'm not. Speaking of which, because of the writing, by the way, there was a fucking, an old pictures from a carnival where they had a mummified dug up the body of, John Wilkes Booth. And we're showing it at carnivals.
When? So, what?
Like in the 20s, like 1922.
Yeah.
You knew this? I didn't know this.
Oh, that they would like make a spectacle of like people. Yeah. Bodies that were.
He was like his skin.
Criminals
his
and stuff.
Yeah. His skin was like preserved, and like they were wheeling it out at like carnivals for people to come up and look.
And like weird
and you
makeup,
could touch it. And,
like lots of. Rouge.
Well, no, this body was dead for fucking 40 years at this point. But they're speculating whether it was real or not. But they've got photos of it that were like really pristine photos that I was surprised by. And I was
oh,
like,
oh, I actually don't know that.
What the fucking shit, bro? So if you could mummify John Wilkes Booth, bring him back to life enough that fucking, well, not bring him back to life, but, but wheel him out so that people could touch him and fucking take photos of him. Right. I think technology is there.
Did he have a face?
He had a face. And it, but half the skin.
Years later?
Yes. And but it was decomposed. The body was decomposed and it was mummified. So like the skin is stretched out. It's almost near bones, but not really. Go look at the photo. Just Google fucking dead mummified John Wilkes Booth and then you'll see this. But I'm saying if they had that then, I think the technology is here that I could you could serve sushi on a dead girl and me not gag or be like no smell, no nothing. And, you know, depending upon her height, you could go for like a table of six, maybe eight. If she's taller.
Yeah.
So you're saying no, that's a no-go on that or you, the murderer,
no,
the person who loves murder and death, like you'd be able to eat off your dream.
I've said a million times that I don't love like the dead bodies. I've been in a cadaver lab before. I don't like it.
Okay.
That's not what I like about it.
Right.
I like the mystery of how things happened.
Okay.
I don't necessarily even like to see the bodies.
Sure. Sure.
Right.
By the way, you were looking up reservations for New York since we're going to New York. And there was a fucking restaurant that is selling a $2,000 pizza. They said it's the greatest. You get one slice for $2,000.
Where is this?
And you have to order it like 3 days in advance. Not that we would ever fucking do this in a million years, but this guy for CNBC got sent there and he had to write an article on it, like the world's most expensive pizza in New York.
What's on it? I mean, okay.
Fucking gold and like truffles.
Yeah,
and
truffle for sure. Foie gras
and
maybe.
And gold. There's like gold
There's
flakes
no
on it. Look it up. And so the guy who did
I see the pictures. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. It looks good. I don't know about $2,000 would be good, but it looks cool.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still in the booth.
Oh, the John Wilkes booth. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've seen.
Jesse looks at the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesse and Ross look at the internet. Listen to our show.
Yeah.
The body's real weird. Real weird.
Yeah, you're welcome for that.
I get it.
When you
I
listen
don't like
to
it.
Ross Patterson Revolution, you get fucking gold.
Yeah, and gold. Everything that happens on the show is on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me looking. You know, yep. We didn't cut that down.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We didn't
that was the real time that it took me to find one picture. Okay.
It was the full
So this
thing.
Is what you're dealing with.
Yeah. It was the full
We had already
thing.
Moved on to two more topics
two
before
more
I even got to a picture of it.
I thought you were looking at the pizza.
I know you thought I had already gone to, you know, saw that, you know, yeah. Whatever, but no.
So to catch up to speed, that guy got paid to do this for MSNBC and he got to eat this pizza.
Dream job.
Yeah. And he was super snarky about it where he was just like, I was prepared to walk in and, you know, shit all over this thing. He, no lie, said it's the best pizza he's ever had in his entire life. And he goes, it's so good that you immediately want another one and you're trying to figure out how you can pay for something like this. And I was like, fuck.
Who paid for, I mean, nobody paid for him to do it.
Yeah, they did.
No, I mean.
CNBC paid for him to do this article and paid for the piece. So
they didn't pay. I'm sure
yeah,
the
they paid
rest,
for the pizza.
I'm sure the restaurant was like, for the press, we'll give you a piece. No?
I don't know.
You think they really had
know.
To pay?
Because
no.
you have to ship it in. The truffles are shipped in overnight. This is what makes the pizza so rare.
Why
they're
do they
shipped
have to ship
in?
Them
they're shipped in from like Europe or Italy or something like that, and they've got to be in season. And they ship them in overnight, so they're super fresh. And then they fucking put them on the pizza right away.
Okay.
This guy though swore by it and was just like, "Look, man, I was fully prepared
to
fucking
be...
deuce all over this
right.
this pizza and." And instead, I loved every last
Deuce
bite.
Deuce all over the pizza?
Yeah.
God.
I'm just
you
saying.
Imagine?
He just walks in.
Writer, for, like nerdy writer for CNBC. I was ready to take a shit all over this pizza. He just jumps up on the table. squats.
They bring him out this $2,000 pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh. They just ship these truffles in from Italy.
Sure.
And he just jumps up on the table and deuces all mm-hmm. over that pizza. Doesn't have one bite. Or he grabs a slice on the way out and just, you know, really just is like, ugh.
Yep.
Eh, your pizza tastes like shit.
Yeah.
He yells at the owner. His pizza tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm. He said he was fully prepared to do all of that because that's the kind of guy he is, and yeah. he doesn't give a fuck.
This pizza tastes like shit.
He doesn't give a fuck.
It's probably because you shit on it, Bob.
In a fucking second.
It's probably because you shit on it, Bob. You fucker.
You fuck? Now listen, this has caviar, gold.
I told you it had gold in the pizza.
It doesn't look great.
The guy said
it's got like squid ink in the dough.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
I heard that's real good.
That always freaks me out. And you know, see that spaghetti with like.
Right. That's greenish.
That's black.
Yeah.
Because it has squid ink.
Yeah.
I mean, full on gold. I'm seeing the thing being made in front of my eyes right now.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to just take a shit on it. It doesn't look good, you guys. I don't like black food.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't like caviar. I don't like squid ink.
I don't like, I'm not a caviar person. I've only had it once and it tastes like shit.
So rose petals, caviar, gold, squid ink, truffles.
The guy said it's fucking greatest pizza of all time.
I'd go hand toss Domino's.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw that Papa John's, that fucking shit bag, Papa John.
Oh, God, you hate him.
God
so
damn
much.
It. I hate Papa John. He's the next one to be outed, by the way, by all these fucking sexual predators.
Like,
it's going to be Papa John.
It's going to be dudes, though.
Second.
It's going to be Peyton Manning.
I'm glued to the television waiting for a fucking 16-year-old to come out and say, yeah, Papa John fucking gave me Coke and then tried to finger me. Like, that's what I guarantee that's coming soon.
What if it's like Peyton Manning just being like.
It's not Peyton. Peyton. I don't think Peyton does that.
It is Papa John, though. No. You do what he says.
You don't do what he says. Not at that point in your career.
You don't do what he says.
Peyton didn't get involved with Papa. I think that relationship was the other way around. I think Papa needed Peyton.
Yeah.
Papa needed Peyton. I don't think Peyton needed Papa on that one.
Papa need Peyton.
I think definitely Papa needed Peyton on that one. And I want to say that Peyton Manning owns like 27 fucking Papa John's or something.
Mm.
Something crazy. But I heard Peyton Manning back in the day was a fucking poonhound.
Oh, yeah.
I heard he was just crushing it in college.
I bet. That's when
high
you
forehead.
Had hair.
Barely.
But there was hair to cover it.
A little bit. But he still looked
a
like
little
Peyton
bit
Manning.
More than
Peyton
now.
Peyton Manning has always looked like Peyton Manning forever.
Yeah, very long torso, short legs.
Mm-hmm.
Short arms. He's all torso.
Yeah, 100% torso, that guy.
It goes clear down to the floor, and then he's got about 2 feet of legs.
Yeah. Yep, just a couple feet of legs, that's it.
Just a couple feet of legs, and all torso.
Yeah, he's got a really long torso. Yeah, and a forehead. A forehead, true. But I heard he was a poonhound back in the day.
Well.
Little known fact.
Well, it's known now.
And, yeah, you're welcome, Peyton.
You're welcome, all the people that
he
are listening
also
right now.
When he was playing for University of Tennessee in college, the kids would line up to get tickets for the games. He used to buy pizzas because it was late at night, the night before the games, and they had to camp out for tickets, and then he would fucking give pizzas to all the kids waiting in line. He's always been a fucking hero.
He's awesome.
They tried to pop him with that bullshit, like, you know, sexual harassment thing.
When was that?
He fucking pulled down, you know, he was getting a massage or something before a game in college, and he pulled down his pants and fucking mooned some girl, and she got fucking all antsy and told the fucking person, and it's like it was a moon, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Right.
Like Peyton said, hey, put your finger
you
in my butt.
You know you liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, put your finger in my butt or I can't play tomorrow.
Get over here.
Yeah. There's nothing like a moon, you know?
Well, you laugh. She giggled.
Yeah,
she fucking giggled.
Well, years later, I mean, she filed a fucking thing of like Peyton Manning mooned me, and they had to talk to him and shit.
Oh boy,
so fucking lame. I haven't been mooned in a long time.
Just the good old fashioned mooning. Driving down the road.
It was nice. Now you're just
sticking that ass out the window.
Yeah. Now you're just fucking, you know, getting a tit or a dick somewhere in public, and you're like, oh, all right, I guess.
Are you?
I got a dick the other day. In L.A., it wasn't intentional.
Sorry.
Wasn't intentional.
Uh-huh.
A homeless guy just whipped it out and started pissing.
Oh, sure.
Pissing all over the sidewalk right in front of me. And I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I was on El Centro and Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah,
pretty public place, busy intersection.
Uh-huh.
Going to get some chicken. And shocked to see that. I was like, yeah, there you are. Just going right there in the middle of the thing. Because right there underneath that, there's a bridge underneath there. Fuck, man. The homeless rate in California has gotten crazy out of control.
Well, the weather's just so nice.
Well, and they don't have any laws, so it's just like, dude, they're fucking lined up down the street. So right there on El Centro, right there, going up towards Hollywood. Fuck, man. I was shocked.
Yep.
Stunned.
Yeah.
Gower. Yeah, the Gower El Centro area.
Sure.
For those of you who know it. In the Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, if you know, then you know. If you don't know.
Yeah. Now you know. Nah. Now you don't know anymore.
You still don't know if you don't know.
Let's get to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we?
We shall.
The revolutionary figures of the day. I'm just going to name a whole fucking group of people. This goes out to the ancient Egyptians in 2500 BC. They were the ones who invented the foguin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say mummy.
No. Well, they did mummies too, Japes, but, you know.
That's all I know about Egypt.
Yeah, you don't know shit.
Pyramids and mummies.
It said that they would, they would just keep feeding birds to deliberately fatten them.
Yes.
So they could, no, I know, but back then they did that? Like,
that's how, like I said, there's no other way to.
No, I know, but back in 2500 BC, you were eating foie gras, and you knew how to stuff a fucking bird like that?
Crazy.
Like now...
That's true.
It's like you say it is. There's a fucking feeding tube, and is a process known as the gavage.
Ugh.
Gross.
That's bad, you guys.
Whatever, but I'm looking at it now, but yeah, that's the old foie gras. How did it? Izakaya. If you're in the valley at the Izakaya in the valley at that strip mall next to the dog groomer, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's.
I'm plugging them. They were
really specific.
They were always this place was always packed. There was always, you know, paparazzi, and it was just like, you're in a strip mall. It was the first valet in a strip mall where I was just like, what the fuck are we doing?
Sure.
Like, we're in a dirt ass strip mall. There's a fucking valet, and all these people are outside waiting to get in. And it was one of those restaurants where they weren't kind to you inside, where you walk in and they're like, sit down. And if you're eating too slow, they would tell you to leave. Like,
ugh,
get the
fuck
out of there.
That's when you know it's good.
Have you been to a place like that? They tell you to get the fuck out of there? Like, hey.
No.
Yeah, that's what this place was to me.
No, but I do like when people are rude. I mean, especially out here, when people are like, we go to a restaurant, there's only one, that people are like rude and kind of like don't give a shit about you. And I'm like, oh yes, that means they're awesome.
What restaurant is that?
Mana. Oh yeah, the bartenders don't want anything to do with my ass.
I think the bartenders there, because they have to make those old-fashioned-y drinks.
Yeah.
I think they're just over life in general because
I love. They're just like,
they have to spend 30 minutes on each drink and burn the orange peel.
It makes me feel like I'm home, if that makes sense.
Yeah. By the way, I forgot to tell you, when we were at one of our favorite bars the other night, Blind Elephant, after our anniversary dinner, I think you went to the restroom or something, and I was getting drinks. No, you were at the table. I was getting drinks, and there was a guy there, like, he kind of looked like a young Steve Jobs. And
sure.
Was, just fucking trashed. And he was drinking old fashions. But he, you know, at Blind Elephant, they have those old timey cubes of ice. So it's like a block of ice.
Block or ball or whatever.
Yeah. So he's with his girlfriend, and I don't know what this kid does or has or whatever. Like, the girlfriend was cute. He looked like just disheveled, sweaty and drunk. And like a nerdy, you know, Steve Jobs type of guy.
True.
And she was like, you know, Brian, aren't you enjoying your birthday? I took you out for your birthday so you could be happy. And he goes, no, I'm not fucking happy. And he looks at the bartender and she goes, oh, would you like another old fashioned? He goes, yeah. And he goes, you don't have to fucking burn the goddamn orange peel either. I just want to drink it. I just want to fucking drink it. And she's like, Brian. And Brian was just like, what?
Brian.
He goes, what? What am I supposed to do? Pretend that I'm happy to the world because it's my fucking birthday? And I was
I
looked at him and I go, hey, Brian, you don't have to pretend for anyone. And he just looks up to me like, who the fuck is this guy?
You were about to get in a fight.
I don't give a fuck. He kind of smirked like a way of like, you know, at least somebody was paying attention to my conversation. Because the bartender walked back over, made his drink and started lighting up the orange peel right in front of him. He fucking grabbed the drink with the strength of fucking Popeye. And it was just like, Jesus Christ. And stuffed it. And I was like, thanks. And as soon as she walked away, he looks at his girlfriend and goes, we're not tipping her.
Oh, God. This, like, brings me back.
Yeah. So, but there's...
just serving days, not the days that I was, like, Brian, but...
Yeah, there's been several restaurants in my life where they're like, get the fuck out of here. Some of them aren't, like, high class. One of them was called the Apple Pan. It was a burger joint down in...
I've been there one time.
Yeah, they tell you to get the fuck out of there. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just fucking burgers on a grill, like an old school, you know.
Yeah, but there's line out the door. It's a small, like...
Hey, you done eating?
Yes.
Great. Let's get out. Grab your shit and get the fuck out of there.
They have a product. They don't give a fuck. If you get pissed off...
They really don't, yeah.
They really don't.
No.
That means that it's good.
And their burgers were... I thought their burgers were okay.
I know. I'd been hyped up and, like, I drove really far for it.
And it was on a Sunday where I was like, hey, I'm super hungover. I'm gonna get one of the tastiest burgers in my life. And then
I don't think it ever works out if it's prefaced that way. Like, I like to be surprised by a burger.
Yeah, for sure. Like the other day I was surprised by one of my sweet hangover LA foods was Baja Fresh.
Mm.
I love the fucking burritos there.
Oh, sure.
Big fan. And I hadn't had
one. What are you saying though?
Burritos.
Oh, burrito? Yep.
Burrito,
it's not. It's just a burrito.
My Spanish
is just
fluent.
Burrito. That's Spanish.
My Spanish is fluent. if you want, I'm teaching classes at UCLA this summer. But anyways, I got this burrito and I hadn't had one in like 4 or 5 years from there. And I was like, oh shit. This is the best thing I've ever had again.
I like to be surprised by it.
I've always liked Baja Fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun fact about me.
Super fun.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so fun, we're going to end the show on that note.
Oh.
For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. And if you're listening at a Baja Fresh and you want to sponsor the show, Baja Fresh, I'm fucking down. I am fucking down.
What are you going to get there?
I'm going to get the good nights, everybody. Burrito.
No, burrito. Good night.
First time you ever said it different.
Good night.